As the policeman looked at the crime scene, he saw clues. The robber who had broken into the house was not that smart. He had smashed the window to unlock the door. But the door wasn't locked. The handle had just been replaced by the locksmith and didn't have a lock on it. Then the robber had made himself a smoothie and left fingerprints all over the blender, the glass he drank the smoothie out of, and the placemat he had put the smoothie on. The robber even spilled some of the smoothie on the ground, stepped in it, and left footprints in the kitchen. Now the policeman had fingerprints and a shoe size. The policeman followed the footprints past the Christmas tree. The robber had knocked some of the ornaments off, so the police could tell that he went down the stairs to the basement. The homeowner was a businessman who worked out of his basement office. When he reached the basement, the policeman could smell some of the smoothie, so he knew the robber had been there. The policeman looked around the basement. There were pictures of the homeowner playing baseball. Judging by the pictures, the policeman thought that the homeowner was a first baseman. The policeman saw a small ashtray on the homeowner's desk. It looked like the robber had smoked while he was in the basement, which would give the policeman more evidence to catch him. This will be an easy case to solve, he thought, as he walked back upstairs.